Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
I get it. The cost of rent, groceries, and utilities is too high. So here's what we're going to do about it. We will lower housing costs by building more homes and crack down on landlords who are charging too much. We will lower your food and grocery bills by going after price gougers who are keeping the cost of everyday goods too high. You work hard for your paycheck. You should get to keep more of it. As president, I'll make that my priority.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to health care, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
I'm over here now!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hey, it's me. And it's Josh. And Mike is, well, no longer with us. On the show.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. We have prepared the reel. No, Mike is okay. He actually weathered the storm quite well, but he has electricity, but none internet, so he can't join us today.
Not so happy with Comcast right now.
No, it's amazing that, you know, he said the electricity can handle the infrastructure, but not the internet. So I guess. How did you make out, Josh, in the storm?
I made out okay. Not much sleep because it was noisy. And
your
then kids? We lost power. Well,
or the storm was noisy.
The wind and the rain.
Yeah, of course. But that's not what everybody's mind. It's that the new Duran Duran single dropped today. So it's a big. That's what's the number one story. It's an ELO cover. We can't play it, of course, because of licensing. But it's quite good. I'm kidding. So when did you start to really feel the wrath of the, and you're in St. Augustine, which is.
Yeah, I'm in St. Augustine. So which good is, news is.
Can you, like, if.
North, yeah.
Put us in perspective on the state.
2 hours north of Orlando.
Okay.
Daytona was a lot on the news. So it's an hour north of, or about 45 minutes north of Daytona.
How close are you to the coast?
I am about a 15-minute drive to the coast.
Okay. All right.
So, but I have 95 in between me and the coast. So that makes a good barrier. On the East Coast side.
Did you train your kids to look both ways when they have to cross the road?
When they got across?
When they got across I-95.
Thankfully, they're old enough.
Okay, good.
But I lost power around 2:45 in the morning.
Okay.
And what's interesting about my neighborhood
up
is...
Because I always get thrown... When I lose power, I know right away because I run a fan in my bedroom for white noise. And yes. So Carrie and I always laugh that the thing that wakes us up is a lack of noise, is when the power goes out and the fan stops, that throws us. So, but you were up when it happened. Okay.
Well, yeah. Because I watched it hit the west coast of Florida and then I did the little projection of, all right, it's going to be in my area around 2. Mm-hmm. So I went to bed, so set my alarm for 2 to wake up and be prepared just in case, you know, if anything crashes through the window or anything, if there's a tornado warning and I got to move the kids and wife into the closet,
Sure.
I'd like to be awake for all that. So I got up. So I was awake when the power went out and was able to handle that. We did probably come, I don't know, probably 20 minutes short of having a show from the camper.
Oh, really?
Well, when we decided to do this show without Mike, I still didn't have power. I was running off a generator.
Okay. Oh, so you had to set up the generator, and then you have power now, so you had to break down the generator. So that's
I
no
did
fun.
Have to break down the generator.
No good.
But I set up the mic stand. I set up the camera stand. I was getting the laptop ready. I was fooling with the AC in the camper, and then I shut off the AC to see how hot it was in the camper, and as soon as I shut it off, the lights came on.
Maybe you caused it, like a reverse fuse or something. I don't know.
I might have done something, but man, I have to go back in the office and not deal with setting that up anymore.
I hope that someday in the future, not because it's required, but just because it's fun, that we can do a camper show. And I'd like for all part of us to be in it.
Well, part of when we purchased the camper last year, part of the plan was that I could work and podcast from the camper.
Okay.
So this was about to be a test forced upon me, but eventually it will be prepared that way.
There's a stand-up comic of some import that does his podcasting from a trailer of some sort.
Steve-O does it from like a van or something.
That might be what I'm thinking of. Yeah, yeah. So you could you can copy his good juju and.
Well, this was a plan because I use that trailer. I go on vacations and stuff, and I take it to Sarasota to watch the Orioles. So it would make sense to have a trailer I can go back to.
Yeah,
and record.
Yeah. You should sort of looked into it before 3 a.m. That's all.
Well, I looked into it this morning, and I knew it wasn't going to take me too long to get a temporary setup up there because I still have everything from the trip to Baltimore
to
go.
That's true.
So that's what was going to go into the camper.
So did you do a walk around your property and no significant damage for you?
Yeah, no significant. I had a little like bathroom trash can out on my back porch. That I did not move last night, and it was still standing today. So no major damage.
Wow. So
I don't know how that thing
lucky.
Didn't blow around.
You got lucky. It wasn't filled with bathroom trash, was it?
No, it was not.
Okay, because that would at least empty it.
Yeah, that would have been around the neighborhood. I
checked. That's when you get thank you notes.
Right. I checked the house. There's a lot of water on the ground, obviously, but no damage.
Great. Great, good.
And my neighbor finally turned his generator off like 2 minutes ago. So now it's a little quieter.
Cool. And as I said, Mike will be joining us as soon as possible. We are planning on having a bonus show for tomorrow. But speaking in broad terms, no true significant damage for Mike, but he'll have the full details on the bonus show tomorrow, which is great. Now, speaking of which, the stadium, is it where the Rays play?
Yeah, the Rays play in Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, and St. Petersburg got hit pretty good. I know there was video last night of a crane that blew into a building and stuff.
But this stadium shot is crazy. It looks like surreal. Can we see the video?
Tropicana Field, of course, is where the Rays play in St. Pete. The roof was ripped off by the hurricane, and
the roof is being used
as a shelter for first responders. So what you're looking at is the roof completely shredded. I'd say maybe about 10 to 15% of the roof is even left up there. And, of course, it's badly damaged as well. But, of course, you're looking down at the field. You're seeing the
roof
field,
is a lot,
and a bunch of cots.
Somewhat of
a
tarp.
Debris from the roof that fell down to the field. I did not hear of any injuries, but I do know that they had to evacuate all the first responders out of the building.
And what's interesting is they've been trying for years to build a new stadium.
Okay, because it's like I think 34 years old, which is an eternity in the new stadium. So
it is. It is one of the older stadiums right now because we did have a renaissance of stadiums in those late 90s, early 2000s, where everyone was getting a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the approval. They've got it all worked out where they're supposed to start construction this year for a new stadium. And I'm wondering how they're going to handle fixing up the Trop for next year.
I wonder, because you know what? It looked like the roof itself, the structure seemed to be okay. But all the fabric over it was gone. I mean, shredded, like blowing in the wind. So, conceivably, they could play without a cover, couldn't they?
Well, and that's what I'm wondering is.
Yeah. Because is it Dallas that has the retractable roof so they can do both ways?
Yeah, stadiums do. And Toronto, when I was there this summer, that's what they've got. Mm-hmm. And that's because of rain. The problem is the domes in Miami and the Trop in St. Petersburg are not necessarily for rain. It's for the heat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so. Because it gets so hot. So that's what. But we have plenty of minor league stadiums in Florida that all play outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. So I am curious with that exact thing. I don't know if it's an expensive repair to fix the roof. I mean, the number is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But in the long scheme, or if it's worth them just cleaning it up, maybe even leaving the wire structure up there and just playing with no roof.
Well, I mean, it's a huge organization, the Tampa Bay Rays. Someone must have a sewing machine. I mean, they really must get started on this. Like, if you could donate blankets or, you know, something. Old uniforms. Wouldn't that look nice? Is a dome made of uniforms?
If we're sewing it, if we're hand sewing it, I'm sure we can go pick up all the scraps around the stadium.
Yeah, most
and put
of
it back together.
We're just missing a couple pieces. Now, it was my understanding that they were actually using that as a retreat and a shelter for people that were affected by the hurricane. So I guess that plane was destroyed.
Well, no, it was specifically for linemen and first responders.
Oh, okay.
And if you look at this video, you can see all the cots on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And it's the cots are down there. They're not damaged. Well, they didn't move around. They didn't blow around. They're still in the same location.
In St. Pete.
So you can see all the cots down there. So I don't think it. I think they can still use it as a staging spot and for sleep and stuff. You just have the sun as a problem now.
It's a lot of times a natural disaster like this or a huge weather event has an iconic image that's always associated with it. And I think that's probably going to be the one for this.
That
one,
will be it.
Shocking and, to look at.
And I haven't had the news on today, so I haven't seen if there's any real bad damage down in Fort Myers or. Mm-hmm. I know it went like. Siesta Key, I believe, is where it first broke ground, and that's a small town with a lot of beachfront bars and activities and stuff. So I haven't had the news on yet today to see if there's any more damage, but I hope that the Trop is the worst of it.
Yeah, yeah, and because
there was also
that can be corporately taken care of, I'm sure.
Yes, there was also a record number of tornadoes.
And unexpected that came ahead of the hurricane, right? Which is not usual.
I believe it's normally on the south side from what I was understanding watching yesterday. But so I'm sure the tornadoes have caused a lot of damage in areas where the hurricane wasn't even the worst.
You didn't get touched by any tornadic action?
I do not believe so.
Okay, good, good.
No.
People just joining us in the chat room because of our postponed start time today. Nick, Mike is in Florida. He has electricity. He and the family are safe. He has no internet, and he plans to come back for the bonus show this week. So Josh and I are filling in, giving you a little update as to what goes on. And I think also a key news story is we are inside of 1 month now, 30 days until we head out to Las Vegas, and let the countdown reflect it.
30 days is just about the right amount of time.
30 days! 30 days.
You're now 30 days away from the biggest move in crypto.
30 days out.
With just 30 days left, the latest holes are in.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
It's the final countdown.
The Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
And the discerning ear will hear the great James Fitzpatrick announcer saying, "Don't say we didn't warn you," from the from the countdown to Christmas tapes.
Oh, I'm glad you fit him in there.
I did. Yeah, I think he will show his face over the next 30 days.
Well, the 30 day, I love that spot. 30 days is great. I know you were excited that there were so many 30s. I'm waiting for like 29, 28, 27. Those are going to be hard.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm also excited about that, Josh. I might have to construct numbers, you know.
Well, I've got a little help for you.
What's that?
We won't play one on 29 because that's a bonus show.
That's true. That's
28 true. And 27 are the weekends. So your next one is 26.
Mm.
Not that that's any easier.
What comes in 26? That's half a year. That's letters in the alphabet.
It's number of players on a baseball team.
I
don't think
known
that helps,
though. No. I think They still have 26 on the Tampa Bay Rays. None of them blew away. It's still 26.
Yeah. Thankfully, they didn't make the playoffs. They went home a month ago.
That's good. All right. Well, that's what we got. We got 30 days. And as we touched on yesterday, the events are starting to take shape, including the Mike O'Mara Show exclusive blackjack table. And I was joking yesterday when I said it was a 10-cent minimum. But it's going to be fun, and I guess there's probably 6 or 7 slots. I think that's going to be a busy, busy table.
I have had 6 to 8 is, I think, the normal blackjack table. Mm-hmm. And, there was talk about doing 2 tables, but they really think they're afraid that if we go 2 tables, it won't be busy all night.
Right, right.
So we're going with 1 table, and then they can expand to a second one in and out. The problem is the 1 table is going to apparently have a nice Mike O'Mara Show logo on it on the felt,
cool,
and be nice and laid out for us.
I have to make this announcement now. Now, listen, I am not a diva. I am not a needy person. I think and I hope that after our months together, Josh would say I'm a pretty easy fellow to work with. But that's where you jump in and say yes. Yes, you're easy to work
with. I'm waiting to see what the follow-up is. So far, yes.
Okay,
but I'm
good.
Concerned about what the next what
my
the
demand
is
this. Upon my requirement, whoever is at the last spot on the blackjack table, the one to the dealer's right, the last spot.
Oh, that's the spot I like.
Well, I'm going to call my rank here, and whenever I want to play at that table, you need to vacate that spot. Now, work something out, but
no. Well, yeah, maybe that'll be the show spot, and we'll rotate through.
I would like that, because that's very important to me, and I just don't want to, like, you know, approach like a good person, like Reese, and say, hey, beat it. And, you know, he's not going to expect it. So I just want to lay the groundwork now. And, I mean, if I'm not there, feel free. But it's when I arrive.
Right. Yeah. And I don't care how hot you are. If you're showing up,
move. You're out of there. And if you want to leave a few chips behind, that's fine, too. But I just need that slot.
Fine. I don't mind. I don't mind the first slot either.
I just don't like the first slot. Oof.
I don't like being in the middle.
Yeah.
I need some arm space.
I agree. I think that's good. And you have those long Michael Phelps like arms that you shake like Kermit when you play. So he needs all that space.
Right. I might be in the first position, but I'm touching the chips on the 8th position.
And that's when you get a 12. When you get blackjack, it's out of control. Out of control. But so that's what's going on at the blackjack tournament.
And I am, this is the part of the year where I am every day either on the phone or emails back and forth with the Downtown Grand. Working everything out. There are still hotel rooms available. They are not part of our group rate anymore.
Okay.
So you are on your own.
But it's still a great hotel.
Still call, join us. We're still going to be there hanging out. We're going to be
taking over the whole
everywhere.
Thing.
Everywhere. Yeah. So come on. They built a new tower, so they got plenty of rooms. So and, go ahead and do that.
And again, because
we are having,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, yesterday's conversations were about the pool deck and the layout and the bars. So we're going to have plenty of stuff up there, as well as the slot tournament on Friday night.
Yes.
And some other items. We got plenty of stuff planned.
Stick around. And I guess that the texting and the WhatsApping and all that stuff is red hot and will continue to progress. Because remember, there's only 30 days.
30 days is just about the right amount of time.
30 days away from the biggest move in crypto.
30 days out.
With just 30 days left, the latest holes are in.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
It's the final countdown.
The Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, I needed to play it one more time because now we can't ever play it again.
No.
Unless we do Vegas
next
again.
Time.
Yeah, next time. I'll file them all away.
If we do Vegas again... let's see how inflation and travel and all that goes.
It can go nowhere but better. It's going to be sensational.
Yes.
Now, and a guy who will be attending the Las Vegas experience with all of us, my son Robert, recent co-host of the program, is going to be flying out, and that'll be his first time in Las Vegas. But he's on his way home today to spend the weekend. It's like a sympathetic closing, but his class was canceled today, so he didn't have to stick around. So he gets to come home early. But I don't think there's any rain in West Virginia.
And I don't think a lot of Floridians go to WVU.
No, no.
And I don't think so there's a lot of sympathy.
He's outside of the cone, but he's still headed home. And one thing I did not ask him about that I think he might be a little peeved is that I asked if he wanted to come and see Adam Ferreira with us on Saturday night. Because I'm taking care of
your anniversary night.
Our anniversary night out. And he said, no, I'm going to stay home and watch the WVU game. I've not told him that we have canceled DirecTV, so I don't know how he's going to do that. But I mean, he's a young kid; he's crafty. A lot of that stuff you can find on the web, right?
Yes, yeah, he'll figure it out.
Yeah, he will.
Or he'll go to a sports bar.
That's right; he can do that. He's 21, and I'll give him a couple dollars, and he can buy a Fresca and have a wonderful night at a sports bar.
I'm not sure if they'll let him bring his little gallon jug in with him.
Oh, his board.
He might have to actually spend some money. Yeah.
His blackout rage gallon.
Yeah, but maybe in Vegas we can see the Borg.
Yeah, I think that would be great. You know, I love when the attendants. I guess can we still say waitresses? I don't know. The wait staff of the casino comes out and says, "Would you like something to drink?" And I would like to say, "Yes, I will have a Coke, and my son will have a blackout rage gallon, please."
Right.
They
might not allow it on the casino floor, but I'm sure we can work it out on the pool deck.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Do we have a signature drink for the night?
We are working on that. It'll be the Borg.
I don't think it would be. Well, I mean, the Borg is so big. That's an amusement park sized drink.
And that's the thing is they don't really carry the gallon containers.
We'd have to bring our own. Or you know what? They take up so much room, Josh. Maybe everyone could bring their own gallon container. And if you don't get a board, you could at least fill it with the pool water for a souvenir.
Yeah. And Robert will sign it for you.
He will. With a nice soggy Sharpie.
I was thinking, while talking about the pool deck activities and how they're laying things out, mm-hmm. I was sitting at my desk and I saw the Michael Mara Show coins.
Yes.
And I was just thinking through my head, these would make great diving toys.
You could toss
them in the pool.
That's right. And you could go
and
grab
them.
I was also wondering, I recall the people at the DTG, as us in the Cognoscenti, I call them the Downtown Grant, being really cool and easy to work with. Are they helping you out and we're going to have all of our stuff in order?
I know that when it was a way out, they were slow to return your calls because
I don't think you were on their radar yet. So
no. And now that we're a month in, they're more excited about it. The gaming rules and stuff are annoying. So we had to deal with that.
Sure.
But no, they are so far very helpful. I hate the way they managed their hotel room booking. We had a lot of people have trouble with that.
Yeah, but we got through it.
We got far enough, and they apologized again about the room booking issues yesterday.
Good.
And yeah, no, they seem great to work with.
It's a great property. And I think that one of my favorite casinos in that area because it's manageable. It's not like huge and sprawling and you don't know where you are. You go, you grab a burger at the bar there, the Freedom Beat bar, and maybe grab a drink, and then the casino's right there. I just love the place.
Yeah, and so. I think we're going to send out a schedule ahead of time, mm-hmm. but I believe the way it's laying out is we'll have Friday evening, really 5 o'clock or so, that you can meet up with us at the Freedom Beat.
Sure.
Grab a name tag so everyone knows you're part of the group, and then wander into the casino for fun that evening.
Yeah. Don't book at the Flamingo. I don't know if you saw that they imploded that building today. So even if they offer great rates, don't go to the Flamingo. You'll be disappointed.
I could park my camper there. They probably still have some power I can plug into.
What will happen is they'll also implode your camper, and no one wants that. Could you fly your camper on Frontier?
No, I'd have to pay a bit.
Yeah,
they
I was going
to
say
too much for a backpack.
That's an oversized package.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a break, and I've got some tidbits. I know Mike is not here, but I have tidbits. I have stuff that we can talk about as we go ahead and do the roundtable. Again, Mike O'Mara, safe, dry, and back for the bonus show. And thank you for listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Language is how we make our living, and nothing comes in handier than knowing a second language. So, if you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the language of Rob's people. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Plus, an intuitive process. Pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up! Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
My bookie, Josh. My bookie. Not your bookie, not his bookie. My bookie. When you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. That's the thing about my bookie. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. And the best part is you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your telephone. Check out mybookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they are rolling out the red carpet for bettors. I always like the fact that it's spelled B-E-T-T-O-R-S. Bettors.
That's probably why I misspell it every time.
Yeah, well, your way is better. What? Bet big and get confident.
Is it something to do with it being off? Like off land, like outside of the U.S.?
No, it's an American spelling.
The American spelling? Okay.
Bettor. Yeah, Bettor. Anyway, you bet big and you bet confident with Risk-Free Thursday. Today is a Risk-Free Thursday. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you get your money back weekly, no sweat. Win-win bets all season long. And for those of you who've been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too. A brand new loyalty rewards program in MyBookie Plus. It's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. That's awesome. So make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. Mike O'Mara, light them up.
Just don't make my mistake of betting everything on the Orioles to win it all.
Well, no, do it for next year. Do it for next year. You get it in early. I think that they've got a shot next year.
They also now have you can bet on the presidential election.
What, do they have any prop bets on that?
Let's see. You can vote on who will be the next president. The popular vote winner would be a prop bet.
Okay.
The popular vote margin of victory.
Mm-hmm.
And then the state, who wins what state.
Okay.
Whether it's more Republicans or Democrats.
You can literally bet on anything, and that's why it's fun to be a bettor when you go to mybookie.com. Bad enough to get broken up with, be it a relationship where you get dumped or a divorce. The whole thing is not great, but Jennifer Lopez seems to be rubbing a little salt in the Ben Affleck wound when she says her split with Ben Affleck was exactly what she needed, and she's excited to be single. That's got to sting when getting you out of someone's life and they say, well, that's what I needed. I mean, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it's tricky because it's always that way where the last few months, the last year is horrible. You know, when my divorce was finally final, I was excited. I was glad to be out of there.
Sure, sure.
So I'm sure it doesn't, it always stings, but I'm sure it's mutual. It hasn't been a happy for a few months or whatever. So they're both kind of glad to move on. And
but you don't see Ben issuing a press release saying, I'm so glad the bitch is gone, to quote Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
Yeah. But a month ago, we had the stories of Ben with another girl.
That's true. That's true.
He gets his press release. He doesn't have to put out a press release.
His life is his press release.
Yes.
Very good. She's happy to be single, and she's excited to be free, which all of this will be nullified when she starts dating again, which I suspect to be quite soon. But right now, happy. Now, Spirit Halloween, I had to go there to get my tattoos to be Jelly yes. Roll. I almost said Jellyhead. That's not a rapper, is it?
No, I do not think so. Not yet. But okay. I think they're running out of words.
So Spirit Halloween, they get mocked all the time because their stores just pop up in like an old Bed Bath & Beyond or a Kohl's or something. Yeah. Well,
trust me, the first Photoshop when the Orioles are out of the playoffs, Spirit Halloween sign on the warehouse.
That's pretty funny. And I think that Memorial Stadium has been a Spirit Halloween for years, hasn't it? Right. Is it still standing?
No, it is gone. It's been torn down. There's a Little League park there now.
Oh,
but okay. I also saw the Spirit signs on P. Diddy headquarters.
See, I like that joke. But here's the thing. It must be a business plan that works, because in 10 locations after Halloween, they're converting to Spirit Christmas. The Spirit Christmas store. Okay, why do you love this? I hate this idea.
No, I love this idea because I like around Christmas time, I like going into a Christmas store. When I was in Maryland, we had a place we would go to every year for Christmas and let the kids pick out ornaments and all that. And it was called
the Christmas spirit. Mouse? I remember there was a store called the Christmas Mouse.
No. This is Valley View Farms.
Oh, okay. All right. Here. Okay, so it's
I think it's in Timonium.
Okay, well, I'll stop by when I go to the comedy
show. Stop by when you're going to Magoobies.
Okay, so the Spirit Christmas stores are going to have holiday inflatables, decor, apparel. That's got to be quality stuff. Stocking stuffers, photo ops with Santa, a life-size gingerbread village, and a letter-writing station for the North Pole.
Like that for the photos with Santa, you can go online and make reservations.
Yes, absolutely.
So you don't have to wait in the mall line. And I hope that these Santas are a step up from those mall Santas.
It depends. We've got two. For our kids, we went back and forth between Dulles Town Center and Tyson's Corner, and they both had good Santas. And I can tell where they're at by the Santa because he's the same every year. But you do see some dicey Santas in certain places. I hope they step it up. Now, I know what you're wondering. What's that? Go ahead.
I was working at Annapolis Mall in the late 90s, mm-hmm. and I remember there was one point where they switched and changed the mall Santa out to the Grinch. So then you would come to the mall to get your photo with the Grinch, and I never understood the point of that. But they did it for multiple years.
That's not okay. I don't like that. I mean...
Anyone could play the Grinch because you were in full mask.
Yeah, now
so
you...
There might have been a Santa shortage.
You were elusive. Now, you were working at the mall, and they had a Grinch. Were you the Grinch?
Yeah, I was the Grinch.
I thought so. So if you want to be a part of Spirit Christmas, these are the locations that have it. I have 10 cities that are going to explore. They all seem to be sort of in the neighborhood of each other.
Well, Spirit is from New Jersey.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, that does make sense because the places that will have the Spirit Christmas is just an experiment this year. Waterford, Connecticut, Brick Township, New Jersey. I've been there. Hamilton, New Jersey, Albany, New York, Poughkeepsie, New York, Erie. Get it? That's a great place for a Spirit Halloween. Erie, Pennsylvania, Bohemia, New York, Woodbridge Township, New Jersey. I've been there. Marlton, New Jersey. I've been there. And North Dartmouth, Massachusetts. So if you want to get your Christmas on, that's the place to go. And we'll see you there. You'll travel for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. I like going into the Spirit Halloween stores also and just looking around at the signs that are still up from the store that used to be there.
I like that.
And see.
Also, I think I mentioned this when I went last Saturday. They still had photostatic copies, you know, Xerox copies of how the store was supposed to be laid out on the shelves that were all masking taped to the half-filled shapes.
So the inventory sheets.
Yeah, the inventory sheets were still up. And then that's when the guy came up to me and said he had cat ears on and a lot of black eyeliner. He said, "Are you finding everything you need?" I said, "I got my tattoos. Yes, everything is fine." Right.
And you got a map also.
Netflix, they seem to jump in on every trend and almost do it one better. You know what? Mike's going to kill me. I forgot that. Okay. I mean, Hallmark is the go-to place for Christmas movies, right?
Netflix is on this too.
So Netflix has a movie coming out called The Merry Gentlemen. It premieres on November 20th. But the subplot is this. A big city girl travels home for the holidays to find that her parents' small town entertainment venue is in financial trouble. So how does she save it? An all male review. It is probably the first Christmas movie based on strippers. Male strippers.
They are saying all these women come into Hallmark. They watch all the movies. Hallmark is trying to get in on the NFL thing with, I think they've got two Christmas stories about, singer falling in love with a football player.
Sure,
to ride Taylor Swift's coattails. And Netflix is going to one-up it. We're just going to make it sex.
That's just sex. So watch out for that. I know that a few years ago, Hallmark did two Christmas at Graceland movies with the great Kelly Pickler. Do you remember her from American Idol?
I do not, but I know the name. I do not know who she is.
Okay, very good. But anyway,
I was not an American Idol person.
Not a competitor, not a fan.
Not a competitor, nor a viewer.
Green Day, good band. I liked them. I bought their records when they came out. And this makes me feel old. The 30th anniversary of Dookie. That means that's their debut big breakout album.
That's the breakout album.
And that would make sense. This is so funny. You know, it's so common for 30th anniversary releases. They'll do like a vinyl release or a double disc or like something.
They remastered or something. Mm-hmm. They find the old tapes, make it sound better.
Well, they've done something that is really good. They've taken a step backwards technologically wise. And every song on Dookie is getting re-released on an outmoded piece of media. For example, the song Burnout is coming on a player piano roll. One of those pieces of paper that you put in a player piano.
Hold on. They're not selling the player piano roll.
Yes, right? They are selling the player piano roll. They also, Having a Blast is on a floppy disk. I love this one. The song Chump comes on a Teddy Ruxpin. Longview is played on a doorbell.
Mm-hmm. Where are they getting all the Teddy Ruxpins?
I don't know. Welcome to Paradise.
Like they're mailing all the... if I want to get the 30th anniversary of Dookie, what do I need a warehouse?
Well, first of all, you have to enter to be able to buy it.
It's one of these internet giveaway things.
Yeah, but they're endorsing it. Green Day is okay with it. I like the fact that When I Come Around is on a wax cylinder, a literal Edison wax cylinder. In the End is on a mini disc. Basket Case, if you win and you get to buy Basket Case, it's sung by Big Mouth Billy Bass. So you have all of these things to look forward to. Now, you can't stream these songs. You have to buy them. The 8-track and the floppy disc, if you win, are $19 each. And the Ruxpin is the most expensive at $99. And you can enter at DookieDemastered.com. But it only goes to Friday.
But are they remastering like anything good to put out like that I can actually listen to?
No, of course not. You already have the music. What you need is the Big Mouth Billy Bass.
No. I mean, I do have the CDs, but I want to hear a remastered cleanup. Like, I want to hear a modern edit of it.
I think that you're not reacting the way they were hoping people would react. You're hurt by this.
I feel like I need to go into, like, a Spirit Halloween store to see all this stuff on the shelf and go pick up my Teddy Ruxpin, pick up my piano
Ruxpin.
Reel.
Ruxpin. No, Ruxpin. It's easy.
I never had one.
Neither did I.
That had one.
Yeah.
And you know, you do the thing where you put the inappropriate cassette tape inside
exactly.
it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I never listened to a book from him.
You know what we should do is we should put out an air check on a cassette and market it to all the Teddy Ruxpin enthusiasts, and it'll be like we're talking to them through the bear.
I like the idea if we then split it into multi-track, so we're each a cassette and we're each a teddy. So then we got the three teddies sitting around talking.
But I want them all to be identical. So they're on a shelf and it just looks like three Teddy Ruxpins, but we all have our own voice.
Well, it makes sense because you and Mike have the same shirt on half the time.
I know. Very true. We'll put you an Orioles hat on you and that'll work.
All right. That'll work.
All right. Finally, it is the season for apple picking and apple cider and all those great fall activities. But did you know that in the United States proper right now, there are over 30 Luke Bryan corn maze designs that have been put into cornfields so you can go and walk through Luke Bryan's face in a cornfield.
Okay. Now, I saw these with Taylor Swift last year.
Right, right.
But why?
I don't know. Luke Bryan? I don't know. And represent me in corn. That's going to look real good. So it probably has something to do with my farm tour. Also, a lot of my listeners like corn. I think
that seems high for anybody.
Yeah. Do a few listeners get lost at each stop?
Yes, and he can't spare that. But the good news here is, Josh, is that we now know how many corn stalks it takes to create a neck beard. So congratulations, doofus. That's what's going on with Luke Bryan. We're going to take a break, come back. I've got some beautiful video for you. Once again, Mike is safe and will be back with us for the bonus show. We wanted to make sure we checked in and had a chance to say hi. And we will be right back. After this.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review. or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already. Changed my life.
I wasn't expecting it to shut off the food noise. This was life altering. And if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I'm glad we have that stage or I almost lost the commercial. Dermglow. Ah, it's easy to be your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. You hear that name, you think it must be just skin. No. It'll also help you lose weight. Just one dose a week and you're on your way to losing 21 to 26% of your weight while improving blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. But if you don't like needles, do you have an injection objection? Well, never fear. Sublingual semaglutide drops are here. These are just drops, like eyedropper drops. You put them under your tongue and you are off to the races. And if you don't qualify for semaglutides or tirzepatide, they also offer weight loss with sermorlin, which is available as an injection or a tablet. Just pop a pill. It doesn't get any easier than that. The products are delivered to your door in convenient 7 to 10 business days, and you can qualify from the comfort of your home. Afterpay is on its way, so now is the time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. You got to see Mike. His ass is great. You could bounce a quarter off of it. And ladies and gentlemen, I have.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Now, we sort of jumped into this show without doing our normal preparation, but Josh, you brought a video today. What do you have?
I did. I only brought one today.
Okay.
Because I was watching this video. I saw this video while waiting for the storm to go through last night.
Okay.
And I think it fits because I've had this conversation, I feel like, as my kids were young, and it's just great. Part of our English language where words can have multiple meanings.
Okay, great.
This kid had their soccer game, I think, rained out.
Okay.
So they've got to have a makeup game.
Sure.
Lenny, look at me. Why are you crying?
Because I have to wear makeup.
Why do you have to wear makeup?
It's a makeup game.
No, babe. You missed. A game got rained out, so now we have to make it up.
That kid is too
crying
tired.
On the way to the soccer. Yeah. I like the girl's angle. I think all makeup games should be played in makeup.
Yeah, full makeup, like drag queen makeup. Yeah. And especially for the older leagues. I think the guys would look good. And again, you know, it's like we'll Netflix it up. We'll give a reason for everybody to watch.
Right. And you don't have to drag queen it. You could be a Minion or Beetlejuice. You can go in costume as well.
Okay, so you weren't thinking like beauty makeup. You're doing almost like a stunt makeup. No. You could do like Frankenstein. You know,
like the All-Star game, they all wear like different hats to represent their team. I'm thinking face paint.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let's go with that after we get the three matching Teddy Ruxpins. Are you watching any of the Aaron Hernandez miniseries on FX?
I did not know there was one there.
Yeah.
So, no.
Okay.
I'm familiar with the Aaron Hernandez story, the former Patriot.
Yes.
Who murdered some people and they blame the concussions, right?
That's roughly it, I believe. They haven't run the last episode, so I don't know. But there is sort of a ripple in the space-time continuum of the internet because they're portraying Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, as sort of an idiot. And here's a scene with Gronk, and I
wonder
this
why.
Because it really looks like him.
What's up, bro? Hey. I'm Rob. They call me Gronk. They call me Aaron. Nice.
They got his younger brother to do it?
I know it looks like
you
him, right?
Kosher? Nah, not yet. That dude is f***ing scary, bro. Come on, guys. Let's go.
I am surprised they have NFL licensing for this show.
Well, I looked at it, and it doesn't look like it was NFL. There was a Gillette patch.
No, but on the arm is the Patriots logo.
Let's see.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, you're right. And very small. Because maybe they didn't know that.
Well, I imagine, football uniforms normally don't have the logo on the front of the jersey.
Right.
So the Gillette patch makes sense. But again, I assume that means they had to have the license in from the NFL to use those jerseys.
So FX is owned by Fox, which still has a big NFL contract. So maybe that helped?
Yeah, but there's no way this looks good on the NFL. We'll see how it spins it. But maybe the NFL comes out in the clear on this and is like, it was nothing to do with us.
Yeah, well, let's hope for that. But either way, I think we can all agree on one thing. Gronk is an idiot. Garth Brooks has been accused of sexual misconduct. In some news sources, it's actually a rape accusation. And he's pulling a thing here. He did his Garth show on YouTube last night called Talk Shop Live.
Was it Garth or his other alter ego?
Oh, Chris Gaines?
Yeah, no, was Chris Gaines charged it was not or Chris Garth? Gaines.
I think when you see Garth today, he's a little too fat to be Chris Gaines anymore. Because Chris Gaines was sort of a sad-looking, goth guy. But he's doing an Alec Baldwin here in talking about this lawsuit, which is a big deal. He's telling everybody to relax. He's trying to control the narrative, and I never appreciate
that. Garth Brooks here, inviting you to join us every Monday night, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, for Inside Studio G. It's a Monday night conversation. Go to garthbrooks.com. We will see you there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to run the promo.
Inviting you to join us.
I was going
to
say, he's got a podcast. Everyone's got a podcast.
Everyone does. You know what I did? Because I'm stupid. I downloaded the promo. But he had
a Monday night conversation.
He had his Monday night conversation. And essentially what he said is, he's going to talk about the elephant room. This is going to take a long time, he said, maybe 2 years. And then he said, and I think I'm pretty accurate, he said, let's take a deep breath and relax. And I just like, you're not in the space to tell me to take a deep breath and ignore what's going on.
Did he straight deny it?
No, he didn't deny it because he's not allowed to really talk about it. But he did tell me to relax, and I don't appreciate it.
Then I don't believe him. Because if you're innocent, there's nothing to not talk about.
Well, I think it has to do with the lawyers telling him to shut up, right?
Yeah, I know. Lawyers will always tell you to shut up. Mm-hmm. But if you're innocent, how much damage can you do to yourself?
I don't
Unless
know.
Unless, for some reason, you put yourself in this situation, and it looks bad.
Lawyers should have stopped him from making that Chris Gaines album, and they didn't. So, I mean, maybe the lawyers
made money,
just...
though. How much money he'd make off that?
I'm sure he did quite all right. But then he makes money all the time. So I think he should just probably stay under the radar. Now, you have kids, as I do, and we all had them go to elementary school. And sometimes kids at elementary school, they get a little hyper. I'll say it's hectic, and you feel for the teachers. But this was a problem when these kids came home with stickers. Did you ever get like a sticker on your when you got
a 100%? Yeah, like a smiley face. Like you did a good job.
Yeah, well, this isn't a smiley face. This is actually a sleep aid.
Dropped the ball on this and failed to notify parents until 2 weeks after the use of the sleeping patch was first
sleep
reported.
Stickers.
Some were so upset they showed up to the school today to confront administrators. And others telling me they reported this to Child Protective Services and even brought their children to the ER to get checked out. It's not out of the ordinary for Lisa Luviano's daughter to come home from school with something to show. On September 24th, it was this sticker with a starry night.
I know, it has moons and clouds on it. And
it's a square. It's not like it's a good job.
Yeah,
but I like
it. It's not a scratch and sniff. And to me, it's funny because these kids... My aunt and uncle used to live in Alpharetta, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta, and their neighbors had young kids, and when they were really, really out of control, as young kids are, Dad would make them a milkshake called a peachy keen, and he put a decent amount of schnapps in it, and he would give it to the kids to calm them down. So this is not a new procedure, no, but the fact that it's a sleep sticker.
Oh, the fact that it's a sleep sticker means I might order some. But, you know, great. Right. Here's a sticker for this car ride we're going to go on to celebrate our trip.
This is our 4-hour car ride sticker. Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
You only get you make it real special. I might. Now, whoever makes these patches, they should consider rebranding. Sell these, but make another one that's a smiley face like you're going to trick your kids into.
Yeah,
not for teachers, for parents.
I don't know. The kids seem pretty trickable. I mean, to this day, Julia, she's 24. She still collects stickers. So who knows? Maybe it's a good thing.
All right. Maybe try it out on Robert and Julia on the flight to Vegas.
That might be good. Or I'll just treat them and say, hey, I got these new gummies. You want to try these? I think they're good. They don't look like the German ones, but...
That worked great for the ride home from BWI.
I bet. Okay, let's close with this as we do a little truncated show today. Gordon Ramsay... I should be tired of him. I'm not. I love Gordon Ramsay, and I love that he doesn't take himself too seriously. Did you see viral this week, sort of like the Dr. Pepper with pickles trend, Dua Lipa, popular music star. Dua Lipa did Diet Coke with pickle juice, pickles, jalapenos. And jalapenos.
That explains the video my wife sent to me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what was going on.
Okay, very good.
I didn't know that this was a famous person.
Okay, so Gordon Ramsay is actually trying that out right now.
All right. Didn't he have like a major like bike injury?
Yeah, I think he did.
A few months ago, so is he all back together?
Yeah, he seems to be, and he's still continuing to manufacture product for Fox. I think that he puts on a lot, and I don't think he's as much of a dick as he pretends to be, but
all right.
I think this is pretty funny.
Right. Okay, let's go. Diet Coke.
So he opens his Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's the first mistake.
I agree. Puts it in red Solo cup.
No juice.
Or just Diet Coke in general.
Little pickle juice.
He put the juices in.
Pickles in.
He's shaking his head ruefully for the whole process.
And then literally top that up with some more Coke.
Oh, I like just the top off of juice. The Coke because it blends it.
Okay, yeah, but then he adds more juice.
Seriously. I don't Here's like the extra pickle juice.
Spit take.
I do like the reaction.
Dua Lipa, for God's sake, girl. You'll ruin your vocal cords.
So
yeah, if she's a singer, that should be like lemon juice and stuff in there.
Yeah, I don't think that he approved. Folks, thank you for joining us on this. Can we call it a mini-sode?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a little short, but we wanted to get something out there without Mike.
And we appreciate it. Mike will be back. And again, all our Florida branch of the broadcast, they are all safe, which is awesome. Sending our best to everyone in Florida or anyone that was touched by Milton. And hope that your experience was as convenient as possible with little destruction, but I'm sure time will tell. Again, bonus show tomorrow.
For the bonus show.
We will be back for the bonus show. And I'm going to guess that Mike is going to be energized for the bonus show.
I think he'll be excited.
and so should you be. So until the next time, this is Rob Spiewak with Josh Schroka saying so long, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.